A very good morning to all the gardeners out there on a Saturday morning where the weather just simply doesn't want to make up its mind in which direction we want to go. We seem to be hanging on to winter and spring just does not want to come around. But this morning we're chatting about certainly a plant which is a gardening favorite right across the world. And we are talking about the genus Lavandula, commonly just known as the lavender. And I think anybody that's ever gardened has probably either had huge success with this plant or maybe has battled a little bit. And I just want to chat about some things this morning which people might not be aware of when planting lavenders because they are so popular. Interestingly enough, the English word lavender is generally thought to be derived from Old French, lavender, and that ultimately comes from the Latin word lavar, which means to wash, and that gives you an indication that the plant was widely used over centuries in terms of its infusions and the oils, twigs which are put into warm baths to soothe yourself and using the aroma, using the oils as aromatherapy. But as a garden plant, over the years, obviously a lot of hybridization has taken place and we are now spoilt, literally spoilt for choice when it comes to the options in terms of size, growth habit, and of course flower color and then also stem height color when it comes to lavenders, which makes it a really versatile plant and one needs to do a little bit of homework before you go out and you put lavenders in your garden. So first of all, we must remember that they love the Western Cape for the simple reason they are Mediterranean-style plants, which generally thrive in very poor soils, like to be slightly acidic. That means that if you have very sandy soil, which tends to be on the alkaline side, you might have to just change the soil composition using some acidic compost when planting to just bump that pH up slightly. Lavenders are also what we would refer to in gardening terms as short-lived plants, and we, although they are perennial, we would normally say after 5 to 6 years in a garden, the lavender is pretty much spent and should be taken out and replaced. Ironically enough, they do very, very well if you trim them on a regular basis. And therein lies the secret of the correct choice of lavender when you want to decide on what you want to use it. Now, generally speaking, we get three main types of lavenders available in South Africa. Lavender angustifolia, which is commonly known as the English lavender. Lavender stuchus, which is known as the French lavender. And lavender dentata, which is known as the Spanish lavender, generally speaking. And within those groups, different plants have different forms and are better used for different things in the garden. So, for instance, I would suggest if you are mass planting and big groups of lavenders, use lavender stuchus, the French lavender. It really, really lends itself well. If you ever look on Instagram and you look at pictures of those lavender fields growing in France, that is the type of lavender, a highly sought after for its high oil content. But if you're looking at growing a hedge, a lavender dentata is far better for that because it's a far more compact plant and it seems to do a lot better if you're going to be trimming it on a regular basis for the point of shaping. So if you want a low hedge, certainly lavender dentata is the one that I would recommend that you go for. And then, of course, if you're going to be planting in pots, your Spanish lavender tends to be one that's very popular and does well. And if you are going for that Mediterranean look and you want to plant your lavenders in terracotta pots, which make a fantastic combination, just remember to water them slightly more in a terracotta pot for the simple reason that the terracotta itself is pulling a lot of moisture into the clay itself, depriving the plant from that water. So if you're moving it over from, let's say, a plastic pot or a ceramic pot into a real clay terracotta, just remember to up the watering. Although one of the things that lavenders generally dislike immensely is overwatering. And the first sign of that is you'll find the center of the shrub itself, the leaves start going a slight yellowing color. And that's generally an indication that it's getting too much water. So you can certainly give them too much and they just won't like it. And of course, one of the best things about planting lavenders in your garden is they are fantastic fantastic attractants of our pollinators, bees. So if you want to get them into your garden and you love having those helpful little insects around to do their things, there's certainly nothing better than planting lavenders for that point. And I know that lavender honey is very sought after. It has a very specific taste and aroma and flavor to it. But certainly bees love it. So this time of the year, go out, have a look at the options in terms of color. You are spoiled for choice when it comes to lavender colors, all the way from bright pinks, which are now available. Pink Princess is one variety, a bright, bright pink, all the way dark through to dark, dark purples, and literally every type of blue in between. So it's a great time to be gardening with lavenders. They do exceptionally well in the Western Cape. They're a flush of color, literally all through the year. And when pruning them, remember, just wait till a flower flush is finished. Then you give your lavender a prune. And from there on, it will just simply grow flowers again in a relatively short period of time. So there we have it for this morning. Lavendula, lavenders, a fantastic gardening plant. If you're a novice, if you're a old hand at gardening, it's time to look at the varieties out there. It's time to go and see where you can pop one. Obviously, full sun, very, very important. They do not like a shady spot in the garden at all. So there we have it, gardeners, for this morning. Lavendula, enjoy it, have fun, and keep on gardening.